It's time for Nicole Sandler. What's news from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's just another day in the gun states of America, where our nation's still in shock and mourning over the horrific mass shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs Saturday night, finds out it happened again. This time, 7 people are dead and at least 4 others wounded after a gunman opened fire in a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. Reports are that the shooter was a disgruntled employee who pulled out a gun in the break room and started shooting. After killing 6 people, he allegedly killed himself. This attack, coming just days after a massacre at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs and less than 2 weeks after 3 University of Virginia football players were killed in a campus shooting. Happy Thanksgiving? All right, here's something to be thankful for. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday denied Donald Trump's final Hail Mary efforts to keep his tax return secret. In a 2-line, unsigned decision with no dissent, the court said that Trump must turn over his tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. Oh, but wait, there's more. A panel of judges from the usually very conservative 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta on Tuesday questioned the legal reasoning behind the former guy's request for a special master to review the material that FBI agents seized from Mar-a-Lago when they executed a search warrant looking for secret government documents. The judges seemed to doubt that the former guy had justified the, quote, extraordinary judicial intervention in the case, noting that Trump's lawyers hadn't shown that the seizure of those documents was illegal. Legal analysts said the judges appeared likely to end the review by the special master appointed by a lower court judge, which would then make it easier for the Justice Department to investigate Trump's handling of classified materials after leaving office. But wait, there's still more. An October 2023 court date has been set in the lawsuit brought against Trump, 3 of his adult children, and the Trump Organization by New York Attorney General Letitia James. They're all accused of fraudulently overvaluing the real estate company's assets and Trump's net worth. And finally, after fighting it all the way to the Supreme Court, Senator Lindsey Graham submitted Tuesday to questioning by a special grand jury investigating Trump's efforts to pressure Georgia officials to reverse his 2020 election loss in that state. Graham appeared at the Fulton County Courthouse at 8 a.m. on Tuesday and went right into the private hearing. His spokesperson said that the senator answered every question posed during just over 2 hours of questioning, but wouldn't comment on the nature of the questions. Alrighty then. So the Biden administration Wednesday morning is yet again extending the pause on federal student loan payments, a benefit that began in March of 2020, to help people who are struggling financially due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, this new extension comes as the administration's student loan forgiveness program is tied up in the courts. The program, which is worth up to $20,000 in debt relief per borrower, was supposed to be implemented before loan payments were set to resume in January. This new pause will last until 60 days after the litigation is resolved. If the program has not been implemented and the litigation has not been resolved by June 30th of next year, payments will resume 60 days after that. The second woman to come forward accusing Herschel Walker of demanding and paying for her abortion held another press conference on Tuesday. This time, the woman is asking the man who wants to be senator to meet with her before that December 6th runoff election. She produced letters written by Walker to both her and her family during the course of their 6-year-long relationship, in which he, among other things, professed his love. Walker is claiming he doesn't know this woman. Come on, Georgia. That man does not belong in the Senate. And finally, federal health officials said Tuesday that the United States is better prepared to face a possible winter COVID-19 surge than it was last year. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Biden's chief medical advisor, said infections and vaccinations would probably provide enough community protection that we won't see a repeat of what we saw last year when the then new Omicron variant spread rapidly. Fauci used the occasion of what will likely be his final White House briefing to urge everyone to please get vaccinated.
My final message, maybe the final message I give you from this podium, is that please, for your own safety, for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible to protect yourself, your family, and your community. I urge you to visit vaccines.gov to find the location where you can easily get an updated vaccine. And please do it as soon as possible. Thank you.
Despite the Republicans' efforts to demonize Dr. Fauci, he is an American hero who deserves our thanks and respect after working to keep Americans healthy for the better part of five decades. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.